time for Tassie time.
The work of a modern master. 200 for Ricky Ponting.
Mystic Journey over the top takes the lead. She is what brings the makeup. Mystic Journey's won the All-Star by an electorate quarter.
But he says ta-da on Bowtide. Some Bowtide brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back all right. He's making a mess of them. Bowtide, absolutely brilliant.
Richard for 10.
Gareth Hall and Steve
Ohl. Great to be with you here on this wonderful afternoon, morning here in Melbourne. Blue skies. Wonder what the weather's doing over there in Tassie. It's always beautiful, according to this man, Stephen Ohl. G'day, Oldie.
Gareth, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you, mate. How is Tassie?
Another beautiful day. I think yep. We're expecting about 28 today, so it's another ripper.
All right, plenty to discuss with our 5 points this morning. And the Tassie Young Guns are getting ready for the AFL draft in the early part of December. You've got Oliver Davis, Jackson Callow had a pretty good season in the Tassie State League, playing some senior football, and Patrick Walker. So is there some positive signs regarding those players getting drafted this year?
Yeah, look, I think there was an article on the AFL site only within the last week or two that talked about those three particularly being up in the rankings. I mean, Oliver Davis from Clarence is a ripping young player. I think he won the Richardson Medal this year for the Rising Star in the State League. And the other boys, like, I've heard some great things about Jackson Callow from North Bonnie, and I know Craig Martin, the president of North Hobart, talks up Patrick Walker in relation to his talent. So I think even though there's some parts of Tassie footy that are struggling a little bit, I think when it comes to draft prospects, we've got a real number of draft potentials this coming season. There's some really good talent out there in Tassie footy. And look, fingers crossed for these young boys that they can get drafted and make a career of it, like, you know, the Jack Rear up to the world and get over the AFL next year and make a real impact.
Yeah, it's always an exciting time, especially if you can get a local boy drafted. And it looks like that you might have a few there heading into an AFL system in 2021, or even, of course, they'll start their pre-season at the end of this year. But 12 months ago, you make this really good point talking about some basketball stars. You had LaMelo Ball and RJ Hampton playing in a tournament in Tasmania. Now, LaMelo Ball went number 3 in the NBA draft, and I think RJ Hampton went around 24. So this time, say, Tassie young kid, the youngsters in Tasmania can say, well, we saw LaMelo Ball and RJ Hampton play in Tasmania.
Yeah, mate, they were in the NBL Blitz that come down to Kingborough and the Derwent Entertainment Centre, and also Silverdome and Ulverston last year. And I think at the time, I remember a lot of media speculation about what it was like to have LaMelo, RJ and all the NBL stars down here in Tasmania. And as you know, we've gone from strength to strength now with the Jack Jumpers on board, and the fact that, you know, I think basketball is just going from strength to strength here, not only in Tasmania with the Jack Jumpers coming on board, but the NBL in general. And I think it's been regarded as the second best competition in the world for a fair while, but I think this has only just cemented it more and more around the world that that Australia is the place to come and be. If you're an up-and-coming basketballer and you want to get NBA drafted, or you want to get looked at in any way, shape or form, the NBL is the place to go. And I still can't get over the fact that, again, Tasmania is going to have their own side next year in the second best competition, the second best basketball competition in the world. It is just a massive opportunity. And only just this morning, mate, at 10:30, the Jack Jumpers announced through the media that they're looking for their coach. So they put out an expression of interest for the coach. So that's going to be fresh on the airwaves from now. And obviously that's a real key signing as to who we can get as our coach of the first ever coach of the Jack Jumpers.
With Steve Ohl here for Tassie Time, we're talking about the Tassie NBL side. And we're just wondering what kind of coach will they be looking for in their first season or two. So, Steve, I know that you're heavily involved in the organisation. Are you looking for an experienced coach? Do you go to the US? Do you stay locally? I mean, nationally, or do you stay locally? Is there a coach in Tasmania that you think could do the job?
Look, I know that they're Simon Brookhouse, the CEO, and I've had a few chats, and Brookhouse is a great operator. I know he's very keen to get a coach that's had NBL coaching experience. So, but I also know that he's very keen to appoint a couple of Tasmanian assistants. So we've got very well-known players like Anthony Stewart down in Tasmania that's coached the Hobart Chargers for a number of years. And he's one of the record holders in the NBL for games played and all those sort of things. So I think Stewie would be a great asset as one of the assistant coaches. But I know that they're very keen to get a coach, as I said, that's got NBL coaching experience. And the hard bit on that is the situation with coaches at the moment. A lot of them are off in America coaching in the D leagues. They're assistant coaches, some of them with the NBA sides, and some of the other coaches are in places like Japan, and they're getting paid big dollars, American dollars, little taxes, etc. It's really hard to drag them back to Australia unless they've got family here, or they've got to the point where they've done enough in Japan and stuff. So we are going to compete against some of the big money countries who are paying some good dollars for coaches to try and get someone back. So thus, I think they've announced the expression of interest today to see what's out there and see who's out there. But I do know that they're very keen to get someone who's got NBL experience.
Have you heard any whispers that they would try and get?
Oh, look, I know that they're trying to, as I said, I think there's a few coaches around the place, like Paul Hanare, that's coached in New Zealand before at the NBL, and he's been assistant coach in Australia and different things. I mean, they'd love to get a person of his quality. He's coaching in Japan at the moment, and he's on, I assume, pretty good dollars and stuff, but he's a great person. I've only heard great things about him, and I know one of the things that Simon's very keen to do is get a coach that fits into Tasmania, fits into Tasmania's culture, and develops the team that suits Tasmania. So I know he's very specific, not only about the experience of the coach, but the type of person that comes down to Tasmania and suits our state. So I know he's been very particular on that, and they're not going to leave any stone unturned in relation to the person they get. So I'm going to be really interested to see what this expression of interest process brings up, see who's willing to put their hand up. As I said, I know they've had some conversations with people already, and I think the idea now is that they haven't been able to land any the couple of ones they've talked to, so they're going to put it out there and see who's out there. But I mean, you start looking at the Brian Gordons who have come back to the Hawks, and now he's been named the Boomers coach. There are some great quality NBL experienced coaches around the world. I reckon that they'll be jumping at the bit to get down to Tasmania and be a part of the new franchise and be a part of the NBL as well. I think there will be no shortage of people applying, I reckon.
Hey, Aldie, you mentioned about the NBL Blitz there last year was held in Tasmania, and LaMelo Ball showed up and RJ Hampton, and the publicity and the marketing power that can produce for the NBL and the clubs that they played for, you can't really put a price on it. Is it the move that you would highly recommend to the Jump Jacks? Jack Jumpers. Would you highly recommend to them to say, go out and get a player like that?
Look, the Future Stars program that the NBL run was highly successful, the one that LaMelo Ball come out on. I think it would have proven just a massive hit to Illawarra. I know that the Hawks, they got massive exposure and partnerships through America and other platforms, through corporates and other people wanting to be invested in, finding out about the club. So, I mean, if we could get a future star that wanted to come down to Tasmania, fitted our program, fitted Tasmania and fitted into wanting to do the best for the club, I can't see why we wouldn't be open to looking at one of those people to come down and really give, let's say, an oomph and a lift to the next starting franchise. I mean, I think we've got to have our eyes fully open to looking at the best players, the best coach, the best side we can put together. And again, I know that it's going to be one of the people on the board. I want to make sure that we get the very best side that fits Tasmania, but also showcases Tasmania and puts us on the map. But also, we want to win some games. I'm not saying we're going to win the championship in the first couple of years, but we have to remain competitive. We have to get the very best side we can get on court. Otherwise, that is the world we live in now. You're not going to get the sponsors. Yeah. You're not going to get the crowd. So, if we could find a future star like a Mellow Ball, I'd love to see him down in Tassie for the first season.
But can't you just go to Larry Kesselman and say, Larry, help us get a player. Help us get a young kid that you think will go high up in the draft, and he would be a perfect role model and a perfect marquee player to kick off our journey with,
Jump Jack. Looking at that. Yeah. He'd be talking to Jeremy, the CEO, the commissioner of the league. I'm sure those conversations are happening with Simon Brookhouse at the moment. I've got no doubt if there was someone in America or someone else around the world that fitted the mould of what Simon wants to create as a culture in the Tassie side, there'd be no doubt that they'll leave no stone unturned and get that player down there. But I know one of the other focuses is we want to get some of our young or experienced Tassie talent back. You've got your Hugh Greenwoods in the Gold Coast playing AFL footy. I think Hugh's made it very clear that he'd love to come back to Tasmania and play for the Jack Jumpers at some point. Imagine for Tasmania to get Hugh Greenwood on the court on the first game at the Derwent Entertainment Centre next year. Let him play another AFL season and then whack the Jack Jumpers top on and come down here I reckon it'd be a fantastic thing, coup for not only Tassie but the NBL to get Hugh back from the AFL.
So do you think that's a strong possibility that Hugh Greenwood would leave the AFL to play for the Jack Jumpers?
I reckon he will at some point. I think he's made it pretty clear he wants to. Whether it's for the first ever season, it's probably pushing it. But I think he's made it clear through social media and other things that he'd love to come back and play for the Jack Jumpers at some point. So I think Hugh is a very, very passionate Tasmanian. He'd love to come back. But I also know that his college system and stuff in America, he was a very much loved person over there. And I think his wife's from America, and he may well want to get back over there and give something back to the college and back to his wife's family over there. So we're going to be pulling at his arm, trying to get him back to Tasmania, and let's hope we can cross our fingers that we get him back here in a Jack Jumpers top at some point.
All right. What's happening with the Tasmanian State League in the football world over there in Tassie? And it's a problem with some state leagues. There's a different competition these days with the AFL, so it's nearly going to make it harder for, say, clubs like Werribee and Williamstown to keep their players in, so they don't head off to country football or some metropolitan football clubs for big money. But it looks like at the moment the Tassie State League sides are struggling to keep players in their competition.
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I mean, we talked a minute ago about the Tassie Young Guns are going to be drafted, and I think they've been given the opportunity to get drafted to the AFL because they're in a Premier League competition like the Statewide League is. So I think the competition's very much needed. But, I've just been travelling around the state the last week or two talking to publicans and other people and talking to some footy people, and basically there's been a lot of TSL players going already apparently signing some of the lesser leagues. And the problem is that I think the Statewide League salary cap's been dropped again. There's a lot more money, or there appears to be a lot more money in some of these regional football competitions. And, we've lost Kieran Lovell from the Tigers, who's gone to South Australia to play, hoping that it can resurrect his AFL career. You've got some other young up-and-coming players who are stepping down into other competitions for family and money commitments. They see an opportunity to get paid a little bit more and probably train less. So I think the future of the TSL is really at a knife's edge as to what's going to happen with that competition. And I think the next 6 months or so is going to be a real test as to where the Statewide League goes in a footy perspective. But as I said, having been involved in the Statewide League, the level of competition, if you haven't seen it, is very, very good. And as I said, you've got your Oliver Davis, your Jackson Callows, and all who are now looking to be drafted because they've been able to play in an elite competition in Tasmania that allows them to be seen by the recruiters. And if we lose that competition and they go back to regionalised football as the highest standard, a lot more of these kids are going to leave the shores and go and play in other competitions around Australia to try to get looked at from a draft perspective. So there's a real interesting period that AFL TAS are going to have to look at. And I know it's on their agenda. So I'm looking forward to the next 6 months to see what comes from it.
Hey, what's going on with those wickets in Tasmania? State League cricket there, there's been 3 double tons scored, which is unbelievable, really. I don't think, has that ever been done before?
I don't think it's been done in Tassie local cricket. I mean, the cricket...
It was in one game too, by the way. So 3 double tons scored in the one Premier League game.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks. So it was the 7th of November and the 14th of November. Greater Northern, which is coached by the great man Tim Coyle up there in Launceston. And then a couple of boys you'd know who play for him at the moment, Braden Stepien and Ed Gulbis are down. So they both scored double tons in that game. And then South Hobart come out and the great Tasmanian Alex Doolan come out and got a double ton not out as well. So three double tons in the one game. So that obviously ended in a draw. But I'd say that was up at the NTCA Grand in Lonnie. So I'd say they had a reasonable batting deck up there. And but I mean, Braden Stepien's, I think him and Ed Gulbis are Carlton cricketers over there. I think they're on loan for a little while. But Stepien, I think, is with the Renegades. He was signed up last year with the Renegades. But 223, 21 fours and 9 sixes. And Ed Gulbis had 24 fours and 5 sixes. So you can imagine that was a pretty entertaining day's cricket, watching Braden and Ed whack the South Hobart boys all around the park.
What about the rowing regattas? They're in full swing as well in Tasmania?
Mate, rowing's a very big sport, as you know, down here in Tasmania. Yeah. And Lake Barrington is one of the places. It's a fantastic place. It's a very, very popular sport, rowing down here. So there's some regattas about to go into full swing at Barrington. I think Tamar River in Lonnie, New Norfolk, and the Franklin River down the Huon are all hosting events in the next month or so. So I think as we get closer to Christmas and the New Year, there's plenty of sports action happening down here in Tasmania. And obviously the Sydney to Hobart on Boxing Day starts as well. That's going to go ahead as well. So there's... the sport of rowing's got a fair bit on the agenda, and there's a fair bit happening in Tassie, you know, in the next few months. And I think, yeah, you know, we're starting to get the deck moving for the NBL side. I think the first couple of bricks have been knocked out of that wall. So that's an exciting few months coming up in Tassie sport.
Look out. Good on you, Aldi. And the summer carnival's not far away as well in all three codes when it comes to racing in Tassie as well.
Oh, mate, can't wait for the summer racing carnival. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm looking forward to, you know, Devonport, Hobart and Lonnie Cups, you know, from a thoroughbreds point of view. And there's plenty of other good racing with the Grahams and Harness as well. So, mate, if you're a racing fan of any one of the codes, I think it's a bit like Christmas coming up for you in many ways, because there's going to be some great racing. And, you know, with such a tough period we've all had around, I guess, not a Tassie, around the world, around Australia, I think the summer racing carnival has a massive opportunity to get people from all around Australia down to our racing carnival. They couldn't get to Melbourne Cup, et cetera, this year physically. So I encourage anyone in Melbourne to get down to some of the summer racing carnival, get down here and watch some good racing, have a look around Tasmania. There's some great things to do. And, you know, make the most of the start of 2021 and, yeah, get down to Tassie is my suggestion.
Can't wait. We'll be there with bells on. Good on you, Aldi.
Good on you, mate.
There's Steve Old there with Tassie Time. War correspondent took out the feature three-year-old cup there and was a... And as Peter Staples pointed out, it's one of the better three-year-old cups that they've held there in Tasmania. And war correspondent for Glenn Stevenson, just too strong for Warrior Prince Adam Trinder, and right to Blitz back in third for Scotty Brunson. But those horses will play a major part in the summer carnival. And Adam Trinder has got a host of favourites tonight at Launceston. I don't think his stable's ever been in better form flying at the moment. And he's a stable that you need to be watching closely there in Tassie. And well done to Ignatius. Good performance to win there, defeating Riley Major in the trots there at Launceston on Sunday. Hopefully